Paul, your assessment of your team's performance, a wonderful contribution to a great cup tie.
It was a good cup tie, and I think we gave it a real go tonight, and I'm very proud of the players and very pleased with our achievement. Really looking forward to a replay. A tad disappointed that we managed to draw when we had a really good opportunity to win. I thought we played really well against some very good players. People have spoken about the team sheet, but they are Liverpool players, wearing Liverpool shirts, and there's some really good players out there. And I thought the players of Exeter gave absolutely everything and played with purpose. And it's not just about trying hard, it's about actually trying to win, and they tried to win. You can see from my tone that I wanted to win the game. I'm a football manager, they're football players. They wanted to win. They got themselves in a great position to take the opportunity. But, you know, I'm just, when the dust settles, I'm going to be really pleased with what we've done. The club's going to have a wonderful opportunity to go to Anfield. We have to be careful that we don't just think about a trip to Anfield and a party. We have to actually think about playing on a very good surface. And why not? You know, why can't we play well up there and put another good show on? So many things to be proud of. The club, not just the players on the pitch, but the club showed itself in a great light tonight. You know, the place was buzzing. We're very proud of our football club, and the people of Exeter did enough, put on a good show.
The Liverpool manager felt the pitch was a bit sticky, and he felt that also they deserved the replay. Would you agree they deserve a replay?
Every manager will look at the way his players commit to the game, and it's not just based on shots, it's how he perceives his players to have applied themselves, and they scored two goals and we scored two goals, so based on that pure fact it's a draw. But the pitch is the pitch, you know. I mean, I'd rather play on a better pitch. So let's not feel sorry for them having to play here. You know, we'd prefer to play on a plum pitch too. But the fact is, you know, we're a very modest small League Two club that does the very best with every penny we've got, and that's the best we can do. And the weather's been bad. We've played three games in the last three or four weeks in horrendous conditions. And I think the groundsman did a great job making it as good as it was tonight. You should have seen it a couple of days ago. So well done, the groundsman. Well done, everyone at the club. The place was buzzing. It was positive, and the players played with purpose. And it was a really good night.
You scored two goals, but you had other opportunities as well.
Well, that's the point, you know. It wasn't one of those sort of park the bus and try and nick it. We wanted to play, and the players wanted to go and attack and get forward and attack their goal. And we knew that on the hour mark, you know, some of their players may not be in the swing of playing regular football. We had a chance. We had a chance in that sort of last 25 minutes. And as it turned out, we were in front. And, you know, human nature kicks in. We, you know, as much as we wanted to get forward, they started pushing. Human nature does kick in. There's nothing you can do to stop that. And, you know, we tried to hold on. We didn't. But I have to say that corner in the last minute, we got down to the byline, won a corner, and I was thinking that was a chance, and we didn't quite execute correctly, but what a night, and I'm really proud of the players and the club.
Just finally from me, just give us an insight into what the replay will do for a club like this. Supporter owned, fair to say, cash strapped at times, what will it do?
Well, we're a cash flow business. Every month we spend every penny we have, and every spare penny goes into the playing budget. So it's a simple business plan, but it's a difficult one to manage. And the chairman, Julian Tagg, and his board of directors do a fantastic job. A windfall like this is the sort of cash injection we don't get. We don't get this unless we sell a player or we have this type of opportunity. And yes, we're going to get a payday. That's the way it worked in the FA Cup. So there'll be lots of discussions where it goes. And it's not just about spending on new things. It's about keeping going what we have, about keeping the stadium going. For me, it's not just about signing new players, it's about being able to re-employ the players I have, you know. And that's a big achievement for us today. We're now in a different position than we were 24 hours ago, and we can look at next season, the year, and normally an 18 month cycle we look ahead, and this is a cash injection for us. So, but it's not a party. We've got a football match to play, two league games before then, and when we do go to Anfield, we want to play well. We went to Sunderland this year and lost up there in the cup against their full side, and we were 3-3 at half time. Why can't we do that at Liverpool in a couple of weeks' time?
From gate receipts alone at Anfield, you could be looking at something in your share over £500,000. I mean, that can sustain you for a year or two, can't it?
Yes. Well, it adds to what we're very, very frugal, and we're careful of every penny. And I spend the money that I'm given into the playing budget. I spend it like it's my own, you know. And we deliberate over every pound we spend. So, you know, I just can't overemphasise how important this will be for a club like Exeter. The wheels are turning again. We've had two or three years of steady financial decline, managed decline. It's not like it's nothing's tumbling down, but we've had two or three years. We sold Matt Grimes to Swansea last year. That money's come back into the club, and the wheels are turning. And it's funny, when the wheels turn, you tend to get another push and another push. So I'm looking at the next 18 months, and you know, hopefully the future's rosy off the back of this.
Paul, Jurgen Klopp just said that the side he puts out in the replay might not be too different from this. He's obviously got to address his squad. Another chance against that team tonight at Anfield, do you think that you could do it there against what you've seen?
Yes, why not? It'd be a different game. It's a different sport on a surface that's true. We'll have to, you know, apply the preparation that we perceive as the correct, you know, way to go about it. I mean, it's going to be a different game. I'm deliberating because I haven't yet thought about it. You know, I'm trying to think of something to say, but I haven't, because I'm trying to get to the terms of what we've just achieved tonight. But when we do go to Anfield, it'll be like the preparation we had for the Sunderland game. We'll take it on face value, and we'll try to put a team out, maybe not dissimilar to what we played tonight either. So, but you know, it's a game of football, 11 v 11, and I must emphasise, you know, that although the supporters are looking, I'm sure, looking forward to this trip to Anfield, it's not every day you get to Anfield. It's a football match, and it's 90 minutes, and it's one we can win. So we have to look at it in those terms.
A lot was made of Liverpool's injuries going into the game. Extra likely to be stronger going into the replay with minutes on the pitch that the players have got out there and players that you'll have coming back in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it was two more league games, so who knows what can happen in those two games. So let's keep our fingers crossed we don't get any injuries. But you know, Dave Wheeler and Ryan Harley were a big loss for us. You know, they've frequently been our match winners this season, and they're both out, and there's no likelihood of them being fit and able in 10 days' time or whenever the replay will be. So that's a shame. But we've got a good squad. I trust my players. You know, you expect injuries, and you know, by going on about our injuries, all I'm doing is showing a lack of trust in the players that we have. So it's a squad game, and I'll play the best side I can.